Charlene M. Jameson, and I am inviting you to be a part of my Empowerment Podcast each Monday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Now, this is where we learn to live in victory every day. And at such a time as this, we all need to know how to live in victory. Join me on all forms of social media and at hogckd.org. Now let us learn how together. Good day to each of our listeners. There is so much happening in places I pass by and in places that deeply concern me. My response is not to fight with weapons made by man, but with a weapon given to all mankind. What is it? It is prayer. I truly believe that prayer, interjected into any situation, can change everything. So today, I use this platform and carefully craft my words, led by the Spirit of God, to utter this prayer from my heart to your ears. A prayer for you. Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, I come before you today, lifting up this precious soul in prayer. You see them, you know them, and you understand every struggle, every burden, and every longing of their heart. You are the God who hears, the God who sees, and the God who never forsakes. Lord, I ask that you touch them in a special way today. Whatever weight they are carrying, whatever obstacle they are facing, whatever sorrow they may be feeling, be their refuge and strength. Your word declares, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7. Right now, I ask that every worry be released into your hands. Father, when fear tries to overwhelm them, remind them that greater is he who is in them than he who is in the world. 1 John 4:4. You have equipped them with power, love, and a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. Let them walk confidently, knowing you go before them, you stand beside them, and you cover them with your unfailing presence. For every tear they've cried, Lord, bring comfort. For every moment of doubt, remind them of your promises. You said in your word, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:9. Let them feel your presence, even in the waiting, even in the unknown, even in the moments when they feel alone. God, if they are facing sickness, I ask for healing. If they are facing financial struggles, I ask for provision. If relationships are strained, bring restoration. If they feel lost or unsure, guide them. You are the God of miracles, the God of peace, and the God who makes a way when there seems to be no way. I declare victory over their life. What the enemy meant for harm, Lord, turn it around for good. Let breakthrough come. Let chains be broken. Let joy replace sorrow. You are the author of their story, and I trust that you are working all things together for their good. Romans 8:28. Lord, I thank you in advance for what you are doing. Thank you for your love that never fails, for your grace that sustains, and for your promises that never return void. Strengthen their faith, lift their spirit, and remind them that they are chosen, loved, and victorious in you. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. This is Bishop Charlene M. Jameson with Empowerment Today podcast. Join every Monday at 12 noon, wherever you get your podcasts.